Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the end of my fourth week of teaching in a series that I've entitled, You've Already Got It, So Quit Trying to Get It. Today is the last day that I'll be offering the fourth teaching in this six-part set that's entitled The Triumphant Procession, and today will be my last day to make that available as a free gift to people. You know, we offer our album and our book and our study guide. We have a suggested price, but it's a suggested price, and we give it to people regardless of what their ability is. But we do ask you to do something. But some people wouldn't send anything, even though it's, you know, suggested. And so what we do is take each teaching in the CD album one at a time, and we make them available free of charge. And so the CDs in this album, there's six of them, we make each one available one at a time. We don't just give them all to you at once if you don't send anything. But if you don't send anything, you can get them all just one at a time. And today is my last day to offer the fourth teaching in this six-part set that's entitled The Triumphant Procession. During this teaching, I have basically been trying to knock Satan down to the place that he should occupy. And that is that he's a factor. He does exist. He hates God. He hates God's people. He's trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. I don't give any credence to the devil. I don't like him, but he has been stripped. And he has zero power to make this happen. The only thing he's doing, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, is he's coming against us with wiles of the devil. That means lies and deceptions. Our weapons, our spiritual warfare against the devil is dealing with thoughts. The only way Satan can exert himself is through thoughts. He comes against us with wrong thinking, lies and deceptions. And if we think wrong, Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think incorrectly, you'll get incorrect results. And so Satan comes against us thinking, well, you're only human. Or maybe you're born again, but God doesn't love you because you sinned and you haven't been following Him and He's displeased and He will minister condemnation to you and all of these kind of things. And if you accept His lies, then Satan is able to stop the power of God from operating in your life. Actually, it's you that stops the power of God through the way that you think. Satan can only influence you. You're the only one that can stop God. Satan cannot stop God. Satan has zero power to stop anything that God wants to do. God and the devil have already met in hand-to-hand combat, and Jesus won and came out of hell with the keys of death and of hell on his belt. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. And I can guarantee you the battle between God and the devil personally, between them, is over. Now, God's people are battling with demonic lies and deceptions, and that's where the battle is. It's all between your ears. And this is why you've got to know the truth. If you know the truth will set you free. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been sharing the truth that Satan is a defeated foe and that you do not have to let him intimidate you and rule over you. He can't do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. Boy, those are powerful statements. Those are powerful, powerful statements. And if you would just embrace that and learn to appreciate this and understand that Jesus has not only made us complete, but He has already completely destroyed the devil. He hadn't yet cast him into hell. Satan still exists and he still roams the earth as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, but he can't devour you. He can't do anything to you. His teeth have been pulled. His claws have been pulled. All he can do is just roar and scare you and intimidate you. But if you know the truth, then the truth will set you free, and you do not have to be susceptible to these lies and deceptions of the devil. It says in Acts chapter 19, And in verse 13, it says, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord was magnified." Here's an instance, of demons exerting power and influence. And these people tried to cast these demons out, but they didn't have a personal relationship. They didn't know Jesus. They just saw the effect that Jesus had through Paul. And so they thought that they had tried. And so they said, "We adjure you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches." And the demon said, "I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you?" You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus. But when you have Jesus in your life, then you're the one with power and authority, not the devil. And Satan doesn't have any power. And people might say, "Well, how can you say that?" Because this man, he leapt upon these seven men. One man overcame seven men. This shows supernatural power. I think it was the fifth chapter of the book of Mark where the man called Legion, who was demon-possessed, was, and they would bind him with chains, and he would supernaturally break these chains. He exerted power. And people say, "That's demonic power. How can you say that the devil doesn't have power?" But if you will go back to every single one of these instances, you'll find out that the demon worked through a physical human being. This power that was exerted. You know, we've all heard stories of somebody who, was trapped under a car and some little woman came out, and because her adrenaline flowed, she was able to lift up a car and pull somebody out. You can do supernatural, superhuman feats when you get your adrenaline flowing and things like this. These demons don't have a supernatural power and authority of their own. They have to use our consent and cooperation in order to be able to do anything. This is the reason that when these demons that were in this man that was called Legion, and this demon was named Legion because he said, "We are many," and there were 6,000 soldiers in a Roman legion. So from that name, most people assume that there was around 6,000 or whatever demons in this one man. And this guy was able to break these chains. When these demons manifested themselves and told Jesus their name, they begged Jesus. They said, don't just cast us into the deep, but here's a herd of swine. Let us enter into these swine. See, it was against the law for Jews to have pigs. That was an unclean animal. They shouldn't have had it, so they were breaking the law. And I guess the reasoning of these demons was that, you know what, Jesus probably wouldn't care if they entered into these swine because they weren't supposed to have them anyway. And Jesus allowed them to enter into the swine. And when they did, all of these swine, there was 2,000 of them, and they entered, they ran down this steep place and fell into the sea and basically committed suicide. You can glean a lot of things from that. One of them is that pigs have a higher value system than some people do, because when they got demon-possessed, they killed themselves. Other people who have demons brag about it and have parades about it and flaunt their debauchery. But here's the point I wanted to get across, that the demons begged Jesus to let them enter into the pigs. Why was that? Because a demon is a spirit being, and God gave control and authority in this physical world to people with physical human bodies. Not just people, but anything with a physical body has some authority in this life, can do something. You know what? An animal, a dog, can bark, can do things, and can scare people, and can have some influence. But a spirit can't do anything on its own. Some of you are listening to me right now and saying that's not true, because there are seances where people will have a seance and chairs will levitate and trumpets will blow and things can happen and there can be apparitions And some people think about witch doctors and how that they do things and that, you know, they stick a little pin in a doll and it affects somebody and they have this problem because of things like this. But even in those examples, there has to be a medium through who those demons operate. You can't have a seance without a medium that conducts it. You can't have this curse put on a person and without affecting them, without some kind of a witch doctor or a person that Satan is flowing through. Satan has zero power unless he has something physical to operate through. Even a pig has more authority than a demon. A slug has more authority than a demon. A gnat has more authority than a demon because it's got a physical body. That's why demons seek to want to possess something. They would rather have a person, but they'll take a dog. They'll take a pig. They'll take anything because they are powerless without somebody who has a physical body empowering them. Boy, it's important that you get that because, again, a lot of people in the body of Christ aren't saying things like this. They're saying, oh, that this devil is so strong and so powerful. You know, I was teaching along these exact lines. I can't remember the exact time, but it was 2 or 3, 4 years ago, something like that. And I got a letter or an email from a woman who had been in a demonic cult, a Satanist church. And she, I mean, had all of the stuff happen. They had offered sacrifices, blood sacrifices. They had made pacts with the devil. She was demon possessed. She had lots of things wrong. She saw the other side. She saw the demonic side of things. And yet, she got born again. And when she got born again, she came into a spirit-filled church and she was just thrilled with Jesus and how Jesus had set her free and all of the liberty that she had. But then she got confused and hurt because the Christians were talking about how strong and how powerful the devil was. And she had been over on that side and she saw his power, but she realized that it was only because people cooperated with him and yielded to his lies. She had come to realize that Jesus was infinitely more powerful. And here she was being censored by the Christians because she wouldn't give Satan his proper due and give him the power and the authority that they thought that she had. So here's a woman who came out of Satanism and out of the occult and all of these things being criticized by the Christians because she didn't think that Satan was anybody special. She was all enamored with who Jesus was. And you know what? She wrote me an email and she says, I'm so glad you're saying this because it's absolutely true. She said she had seen demons. Now again, this is subjective. I can't tie this to a scripture, but she said she saw demons and they weren't these strong, powerful things. They're little tiny weaklings. They're all mouth. And it is not the way that many Christians have glorified the devil and imputed this power unto him. Satan doesn't have the power to do anything, to force you into anything. We need to recognize that in the spirit realm, Satan has been stripped. He has had a procession made where he is stripped naked and he has no power whatsoever. And you are the one that already has the power of God. And so all we're doing is enforcing a victory. We aren't trying to obtain a victory. We aren't fighting for a victory. We're enforcing a victory that we already have. And I've made this point a number of times, but it is so much easier to defend something that you believe you've already got than it is to go and try and get something that you don't have. And the average Christian does not understand that we have power and authority. They think that Satan is the one with power and authority, and we got to get multiple people together. You know, I had a woman one time who came to me, and there was a friend of hers that was demon-possessed. And she said that this woman had actually had Satan manifest himself to her in some kind of a visible form, that Satan would sit in a chair and just taunt her and then eventually told her that on a certain day that he would take total control of her and that she would be forever damned and that there would be no hope of salvation for this woman at all. And this woman was just about to lose her mind over it. And the date was approaching. And so this woman came to me and said, would you please minister to my friend and cast these demons out of her? And I said, sure. And she says, but this is a strong demon. Says, this is big. You've got to fast and pray. And she based that on Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. I hadn't got time to teach on that, but that does not say that certain demons come out by fasting and prayer. There is no demon that won't respond to the name of Jesus. Jesus' name and faith in His name is what gets the devil out, not fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer cast out certain types of unbelief. It affects us. It doesn't affect demons, and it doesn't affect God. But anyway, this woman wouldn't let me minister to her without praying. So I fasted for 7 days before this woman came to see me. And then this woman came in, and I mean, she was fearful. She was paranoid. They nearly had to drag her in. I had her sit down. She started telling me about all of this stuff. And as I listened, the Lord just spoke to me, and He says, there has to be a reason why Satan has this freedom to manifest himself in her life and torment her the way that she does. And as I was listening to her, I just asked God to give me a word of knowledge and show me what it was. And the Lord showed me that it was her religious doctrine that gave Satan that inroad. Specifically, the Lord showed me that she was afraid she had committed the unpardonable sin. So I just stopped her in the middle of it. And I said, do you think you've committed the unpardonable sin? Boy, this woman just looked at me and then she started crying. She says, yes. She says, I was supposed to witness to people and I was afraid, I was embarrassed, and I didn't do it. She referred to scriptures that says that if you don't speak to people, their blood will be required at your hand. And her religious teaching had taught her that if she failed to confess Jesus in front of people, then Jesus wouldn't confess her. Now, there is a scripture that talks about that, but that's not just talking about failing to be the witness, that you weren't as strong as you should be. This is talking about total rejection and denial of Jesus. That's not what this woman had done. But when she began to start expressing to me all of this stuff, then I took the Word of God. I showed how that her sins were forgiven and that the Lord said He would never leave her nor forsake her. I showed her that when it talks about if you don't confess me before man, I won't confess you before my Father. And I showed her what that really meant. And that was talking about total rejection, like Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 and following is talking about. And I showed her all of these things and I just ministered the truth to her. And I probably spent 40 minutes or so talking to her and trying to show her that she had already made Jesus her Lord, and yet she had failed to be the person she should be, and Satan was just harassing her, and her religious doctrine had taught her that if you don't live holy, God will reject you, and even though you may have walked with the Lord for 20 years, you fail in one thing, and you can go to hell for it. And I began to counter that religious doctrine, and after 40 or 45 minutes worth of this kind of ministry, man, this woman was just sitting there crying. She was receiving the love of God and getting set free. And I said, now I can pray with you. Now that you know the truth, I can pray with you and I can break this demonic power over you. And this woman looked at me and she says, I don't need you to pray. She says, I'm free. She got delivered through the Word of God. Psalms 107, verse 20 says, God sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destructions. The Word of God is the truth. John 17:17 says that. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. The Word of God is the truth. And John 8:32 says, you shall know the truth, the Word of God, and the truth shall make you free. The only power that Satan has against you is deception. And deception can't exist if you know the truth. To be deceived, you've got to be ignorant or reject the truth. But you can't embrace the truth, have revelation of the truth, and be deceived at the same time. And so the antidote to all of the things that Satan is trying to do in your life, it's not to somehow or another get 100 people together and overcome this demonic power. No, Satan has already been stripped and made a show of openly. And God has triumphed over him. But you've got to get the truth of that. And once the truth comes, you'll be delivered through the truth. And you know what? Just like this lady, I didn't even have to pray for her because the Word of God set her free. And I mean, she was a person that was having visible manifestation, torment, hadn't slept. She had all kinds of terrible things. And yet, I just shared the truth with her and got her set free from wrong thinking. And she was free. And she never had those problems come back. I'm telling you that there are many of you, and I'm saying this in love. Some of you may not perceive this as being love, but I'm saying it in love. There's many of you that know what the Word says. You know that you resist the devil, that it says you resist the devil and he'll flee from you, and yet you have accepted a lie that, well, I've tried that, but the devil's just stronger than I am. I need help. I can't do this on my own. I had a guy one time come up to me and tell me, you need to cast this demon out. And he told me the name of the demon and exactly what was going on. And he says, you speak to it and cast this demon out. And I said, if you know all of this stuff, if you have this revelation, why don't you resist the devil? That way you won't have to worry about him coming back and bringing seven spirits worse than himself. Why don't you resist the devil? He says, he won't respond to me. And I said, that right there is the problem. See, you've attributed too much power to this devil. And I said, the Bible says you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And he says, I want you to pray for me. And I said, no, you pray for him. You're going to substitute me for doing what you know to do. I said, you pray for him. And the guy got so mad, he spit right in my face and began to start cussing me out and doing all kinds of things. Because, see, he said he just was under this belief that, no, he can't overcome the devil, but maybe I could. I'm a super saint. I have power that he doesn't have. There are many of you that have been using that as an excuse, and you have bought into the lie that you can't resist the devil. He won't respond to you. He's bigger than you. He's tougher than you. This problem that you have is bigger than what you can handle. And that lie right there is what's keeping you in bondage. I'm telling you the truth, and that is that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're the one that has power and authority. Jesus told his disciples, I give you power and authority over all of the force of the enemy, over all demonic things, over all sickness, over all disease, and over all demons to cast them out. There is no exception. I'm telling you the truth. The truth is that Satan is nothing. He has been stripped. You're the one that has power and authority. And you need to start recognizing this, that the battle is over. It's won. Now all you got to do is win the battle for your thoughts. You got to believe the truth that I've been saying instead of the lie that you've been told. And you got to step up to the plate and take your authority. And I promise you, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. I believe that God is speaking directly to many people that have just been bound for years and you think, I can't be free. You got alcoholism, drug addiction, pornography, or so I can't be free. It's a lie. I'm telling you the truth. You can be free. You can resist that. You can overcome it, but you're going to have to believe what God's Word said instead of that lie that you're inferior to this problem. I'm out of time today, but there's just a lot more to share. I encourage you to get this teaching that I'm offering. Today's my last day to make the fourth teaching in the six-part set available. This fourth teaching is entitled The Triumphant Procession. It's a gift to you if you'll simply call or write. Our announcer is going to give you all of this information, and call or write today, and then join me again next week as I continue to talk about You've Already Got It.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled You've Already Got It is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, You've Already Got It is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more.
Let me remind you that today is my last day to offer the fourth teaching in this CD album as our gift to you. We offer the study guide and my book and the DVD and the CD album, and I'll continue to offer those. But for those who could not or would not send anything, then I offer each single CD one at a time, free of charge. My partners have enabled me to do that. And if you cannot or would not send any money, I still want you to get this teaching. It'll change your life. and you can get it free of charge. Today's our last day to make this fourth teaching available. Simply listen to our announcer and then call or write today.
The fourth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD titled The Triumphant Procession, free of charge. A condensed version of You've Already Got It is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting September 11th through the 16th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 17th and 18th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at Caris Christian Center, Sunday, October 2nd. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 3rd through the 7th, in Warwick, England, for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 24th through the 26th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Have you ever wanted to check out back issues of Gospel Truth magazine from Andrew Womack Ministries? They're available online at awmi.net. Just log on to our website, look to the left, and click on Extras. Then look to the left again and click on Online Magazines. Once you're there, you're free to browse through our selection of Gospel Truth magazines from years past. Check out some great articles, and be sure and check out the current issue while you're at it. Gospel Truth Magazine, now available online at awmi.net.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.